I didn't want to live and I didn't want to die. I was like in a limbo. It was a horrible place where I was. Because I don't want, literally, I don't want to die. I actually don't want to die. But I don't want to live.
This is the Helping Up podcast, where we talk about addictions, recovery, and the gospel of grace. I'm Vic King, chaplain at Helping Up, and today we get to hear a story from Jack Grimm, who graduates today from our 12-month spiritual recovery program. I really enjoyed interviewing Jack, and it's an honor to bring his story to you. I hope you enjoy it.
Jack Grimm, I am 47 years old.
Where'd you grow up?
In Catonsville, Maryland, right outside of Baltimore City.
Did you live there your whole life?
Pretty much. I would almost think we were spoiled, actually, growing up. We had pretty much had everything we needed or wanted. My parents, though, divorced when I was in maybe my sophomore year of high school. So that's where the problem started happening. Not to blame my parents, but it started happening back then, my issues in my life.
Was your drug of choice?
Back then, marijuana, LSD maybe. Just whatever my friends had in high school. So drinking, a lot of drinking. I think in my senior year of high school, I realized that it became more important than my schoolwork. I stopped listening to my parents. It's all about friends and drugs. And then it almost got to a point that my friends came second, became drugs first. I knew something was going on with me. It started causing a lot of trouble with my family. I worked for my father. We had a courier service. My father had it since 1963. And it was perfect for an addict. And I could work, I could get money, and yet I could still have I'd do my drugs, you know. The days leading up before I came in, I felt like I had no options. I actually felt like I didn't have a soul anymore. I felt like I was so helpless. So helpless. I didn't want to live, and I didn't want to die. I was like in a limbo. It was a horrible place where I was. Because I don't want to die. I actually don't want to die. But I don't want to live. It's really a strange feeling when you're that sick or helpless that you live in this limbo state. Like you don't want to go here, you don't want to go there. You're caught in the middle, and you don't like it. But you always have that little pinch somewhere in your soul or in your mind or in your heart that maybe if I pray or ask God or put my faith that God will somehow save me. And he did.
When you first came here, like, what was going through your mind when you first showed up?
I thought about the year commitment. My first few nights here, I said, maybe I can do 3 months. I'll be fine in 3 months. Then after being here day to day, I realized how great the program was. And I realized I want to stay. Because change happens gradually. Change doesn't happen overnight.
When you think about your recovery, what's been most helpful?
So mostly I see all the people in front of me that have been where I am, even staff members that have been where I am, and look at them, the change, and that's what I want. That's my goal. That's the way I want to be. That's a goal, to want to be, live a life like them, to have that peace of mind, have that happiness, the sparkle in their eye. You know what? I've never met one person in the Helping Up mission that hasn't had a smile on their face or the time. They've always had the time to talk to you. No one ever says, I'm too busy, can't talk right now. They'll always make time for you because they actually truly care here. They want you to succeed here. They want you to succeed. And they'll do whatever they can to help you in your journey. Last year, I was miserable doing anything, even the happiest job, I would have been miserable. because inside my heart, I know I wasn't living a good life. I wasn't happy with myself. I've been driving for 10 months with Helping Up Mission.
How do you like it?
I like it. It's had its ups and downs, but I've stayed committed. I have a good work ethic. You could probably put me in any job right now, and I would probably be okay because inside my heart, I'm happy. God, you're never going to figure him out. He has a sense of humor as well, they say. It could have been his plan the whole time. I don't know. To tell you the truth, he probably never negotiated with me. He probably did it exactly the way he wanted to do it. But I did. Yes, I did. I tried to negotiate because I was so desperate. I just wanted help, and I didn't know what else to do. My mother brought me here, but the Helping Up Mission saved my life this last year. Without them, I wouldn't be sitting here, I'll tell you that. I'd probably be dead or still out on the streets. There were times in my life when my struggle that I would get mad at God almost, that he wasn't showing up. I believe truly that God intervened. It wasn't me that made the choice. I think God presented this to me and brought me in here. I believe in Jesus. My faith has been healed. My faith is strong again. Never count God out.
Well, thanks, man. Thanks, Jack.
Okay.
Today's story was produced by me, Vic King, with help from Mark Ramiro and Sean Parks. Music by The Losers, Poddington Bear, and Broke for Free. Let us know what you thought of this. You can contact us through our website, helpingupmission.org, or hit us up on Instagram, where we started posting photos almost every day, photos and quotes, of guys in the process of recovery. Thanks for listening.